It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
A U.S. senator from Colorado is among those calling for a return to civility. Senator Cory Gardner says we need to step back from the brink, as he puts it. His comments were made as federal officials investigate a graphic text video sent to Gardner's wife that depicts a beheading. Gardner is from the small town of Yuma, Colorado, where his family has owned a farm equipment dealership for many decades. In Lake County, Illinois, north of Chicago, a dog has been euthanized after many months of neglect by someone. And authorities say the sad part of the story is that many neighbors surely saw the dog tied outside and never did anything about it as the animal wasted away. Police say the owner is in jail. But while the dog was tied outside for 2 months this fall, no one took care of that 3-year-old American Bulldog mix. And without food and water, the dog went from a weight of around 100 pounds down to 60. No charges have been filed because authorities can't identify any one person who should have been responsible. From This Week in Agribusiness, after yesterday's government reports, analysts say it'll be more of the same. The soybean market will continue to deteriorate in price as our exports dwindle and U.S. supplies grow, while supplies of corn will get tighter as the demand continues to strengthen. Oh, it's another big weekend for small-town fall festivals across our region. Harvest Fest is on in New Glarus, Wisconsin this weekend. If you're around Van Buren County, Iowa, the southeast quarter of that state, the Scenic Drive Festival is taking place with 11 villages participating. While this is the weekend at Winterset, Iowa, for the Madison County Covered Bridge Festival. Charlevoix, Michigan has its Apple Festival through Sunday. Oh, and back on covered bridges, they're just getting underway in Park County, Indiana, with the famed Covered Bridge Festival there. I believe that's the largest festival of the Hoosier State. I think this is the 61st year for that Covered Bridge Festival in the western part of Indiana. Runs all the way through a week from Sunday. They may have a few showers there today at Rockville, Indiana, for opening day, but the weekend looks great. With some sunshine, highs in the mid-50s ought to be perfect for dipping into some of the ham and beans and enjoying that cornbread. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.